I'm closing the speaker card's comments. Cards, I do have several, and all of these speaker cards tend to revolve around the same topic, which is relating to some water issues. So, 3 minutes.
I was going to ask you how much time you're going to allow per commenter.
3 minutes per comment. So I will start with Dan Turner. Then I will ask Keith van der Mater. And then I will ask Jan Schreiner next. So Mr. Turner, 3 minutes. And timer, please. Thank you.
So I'm going to be able to speak.
Hold on a second. Yeah, Stephanie, disclaimer.
In this particular matter, which is actually not being considered by the board today, this is the one where I believe Mayor Bruce Delgado has an interest in his capacity as mayor of Marina. Is that correct? Right. So for the comments that are on that particular project, I think in the board's best interest, it would be for Mr. Delgado to not respond to any comments that are received today, and he will be recused from participation in deciding the matter when it comes up for the board's consideration.
All right. Thank you. So, Mr. Turner.
Howdy. Like I said, my name is Dan Turner. I live in Monterey, and I'm representing a group called Public Water Now. We're trying to get rid of Cal-Am in November. But here's what I'm going to say. The CPUC that issued the first approvals for the Cal-Am desal project is supposed to be, quote, responsible for ensuring that California's investor-owned water utilities deliver clean, safe, and reliable water to their customers at reasonable rates. That's important. The CPUC's many decisions, supposedly on behalf of Cal-Am's customers, have resulted in the peninsula now having the highest water rates in the entire country, our USA. Despite over 11,000 signatures, when we only needed 6,100 to successfully place Measure J on November's ballot for a Cal-Am buyout feasibility study, the CPUC completely ignored a viable expansion of an affordable, state-of-the-art recycling project called Pure Water Monterey as an alternative to their costly and harmful project. Cal-Am justified their project by grossly overinflating the peninsula water demand needs and managed to avoid an analysis of economic feasibility for us already beleaguered ratepayers. Cal-Am wants to be the owners of a new slant well technology at any cost, at the expense of their own ratepayers and at the expense of the hapless victims of a neighboring disadvantaged city. Their project is a reverse Robin Hood story, stealing from the poor to give to the rich. Peninsula ratepayers and Marina residents will be exploited in order to provide for the Cal-Am shareholders, patent owners, and the moneyed peninsula commercial and hospitality industry, which thrive under a grossly unfair sweetheart deal given to them by Cal-Am. Lastly, if a single test slant well was projected to cost only $4 million and turned out to be over $20 million, what will be the cost to the ratepayers for a projected $300 million desal project? A project that no one can afford is really no project at all. We ask you to consider the economic feasibility of this project. Some public agency must. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next, Keith van der Maten, please.
Thank you, Chairman Wolf and board members. Keith van der Maten. I'm the general manager for the Marina Coast Water District. The regional board and the Marina Coast Water District share an interest in protecting the Salinas Valley groundwater basin from groundwater degradation. The regional board has its basin plan, and our marina and ore communities get 100% of their groundwater from the Salinas Valley groundwater basin for their drinking water purposes. The Cal-Am proposed Monterey Peninsula Water Supply Project is a groundwater extraction project within that basin that is being disguised as an ocean desal project. 100% of its groundwater wells pull water from that basin. It proposes to pull seawater into the basin by first extracting the groundwater around the plant, then continuously inducing seawater in the basin, and then capturing, hopefully, a portion of that seawater and treating it, providing that as drinking water. That's 5 billion gallons a day of seawater that will be induced into the basin. Obviously, this is of concern to us. The reason I'm here today is to bring awareness to the fact that I believe that we need to ensure that project is indeed in compliance with the basin plan. So CalAM's proposed EIR, or I guess approved EIR that just recently went through, said that seawater intrusion isn't a problem because this area is already intruded and therefore they did not need to look at it. That area has historically had a lack of data, but that is no longer the case. We have done significant work to engage Stanford to do an aerial electromagnetic survey, and we've also provided a lot of data from our wells to CalAM. All of that data was ignored. And in fact, the EIR never even looked at water quality impacts to the groundwater at all. Not one. No mitigations for it even. And so what we're asking for this board is that in the future, CalAM by law must come to this board to get a determination that their project is in compliance with the amended ocean plan. It is at that time that we believe the project should simultaneously be viewed for its compliance with the basin plan as well. At this point, too, I'd like to also thank your staff. They were accessible to us in meeting in July and engaged in this, and so thank you for your time.
Thank you for your comment. And I have a speaker card from Kathy Bielan, and you mentioned three speakers. Oh, those were the other two? Okay. All right. So, but then it says approved for 6 minutes. I don't know what that means. So it should be 3 minutes, okay?
Sorry, we were granted that that allotment of time, especially for 6 minutes with 2 minutes each for three speakers. And then you called Jan Schreiner up before us, okay. So that may be
okay,
a bit confusing.
Okay, because I have only one card, that's why.
Yes, I was
confused.
Told to do it that way, so.
Okay.
Okay. So.
All right, no problem then. No, it's clarified. Thank you very much. And you may choose the order as you wish.
Well, I am separate. So a few minutes ago, you mentioned there would be Dan Turner, Keith Vandermotten, and Jan Schreiner. So I'm Jan Schreiner. I am the vice president of the board of the Marina Coast Water District. And I have concerns about the well-being of the Salinas Valley Groundwater Basin, in particular, the sub-basin that in the bulletin 118 is called the 180-400-foot sub-basin. More than 20 years ago, agreements were made about minimizing the pumping in the area of this sub-basin, which is just north of the city of Marina. The agreements were made at that time because people realized the historic data of Fort Ord and agriculture in the area were revealing trends of sub-basin degradation. Now there is a new proposal for the area called Monterey Peninsula Water Supply Project at the CPUC and EIR and the CPCN were recently approved September 13th. This threatens the sub-basin. The groundwater modeling assumptions are not transparent and may be erroneous. As a biologist with 10 years' experience at the bench and in the field, I wanted to clarify the assumptions of the Monterey Regional Water Supply Project groundwater modeling. I wanted to do it in Marina City Council, but instead I had to travel to San Francisco to the CPUC groundwater modeling workshop where it was disclosed no historic pumping data of Fort Ord was used. The CPUC groundwater model is based on an erroneous assumption that the Army only pumped from the Seaside Basin. This model has missed a very important dynamic, that the Army did pump from this sub-basin, Salinas Valley Groundwater Basin, and people have worked very hard to change the dynamic until this project, this proposed project. There are alternatives that do not do harm to the basin. So when it comes before you, I hope you'll keep this in mind, that the modeling assumptions may be erroneous and that other projects are available to consider that will not harm the sub-basin that's already highly overdrafted. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. And next speaker.
Good day. I'm Julie Hoffman.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. I'm here representing Citizens for Just Water. I am a citizen from Marina. I have with me Kathy Biela and Audra Walton. CalAMS assumed taking groundwater from a neighboring jurisdiction without any water rights would be supported by the CPUC. They were right. CalAMS assumed they could use their wholly inadequate science and ignore a vastly superior study to prove no harm to an entire basin. They assumed correctly. CalAM was confident that the CPUC wouldn't consider viable alternatives to their project, right again. CalAM assumed approvals would be given, irregardless of their own ratepayers' objections to high costs and the complete lack of outreach to the very city that would be most environmentally impacted. CalAM ignored thousands of insightful comments. In a letter dated September 4th to the CPUC, the State Water Board reiterated that CalAM must meet the requirements for appropriative groundwater rights. That includes establishing that the water source is surplus and does not injure other lawful users of the water. Isn't surplus and no harm by extracting massive amounts of groundwater from a critically overdrafted basin an oxymoron? Why was verification of water rights not the first step to any approvals for this project? Why was the far superior completed AEM science that Keith Vandermotten just mentioned never admitted into any CPUC hearings when the entire basin's health is at stake? Why is the data from one test slant well analyzed by four hydrogeologists representing special interests, not potable water users, with two of the four paid by CalAM and one owning the patents to the slant well technology? What accountabilities does CalAM have to sustainable groundwater goals in our basin, from which they intend to extract groundwater without water rights? Please help us protect and responsibly manage our own water resource by challenging the science of CalAM's limited understanding of our basin and the gross illegitimacy of this project in the face of the Sigma mandates. Thank you.
Thank you.
The CPUC and CalAM in its EIR deceptively and repeatedly reported that CalAM desal project will extract mostly or predominantly seawater. They intentionally minimized the take of our groundwater. This groundwater that will be taken without any documented legal rights is part of the Salinas Valley groundwater basin. This basin has been identified by the Department of Water Resources as one of California's critically overdrafted basins. This basin has continued to have alarming seawater intrusion, such that the Monterey County Board of Supervisors recently issued a moratorium on all new wells. This groundwater is the sole source of potable water for the city of Marina, provided by MCWD, a small, responsible public water district with the lowest water rates in the region. This water to be extracted by CalAM is brackish and fresh, both part of MCWD's legal groundwater allocations. This basin has already two identified GSAs under Sigma. CalAM is not one of these. The CPUC wrote in their final decision that it has the prerogative to choose when there are two conflicting scientific methodologies. So they chose the one based on 8 random vertical wells in a constricted area over the AEM 3D imaging of 395 flight miles reaching depths of 1,000 feet. Please give Marina and MCWD a fair consideration of the best available science and the right to protect our water from an outsider who has a proven record of irresponsible management of their two own legal water sources. Citizens for Just Water has provided a Science Matters handout. I hope that all of you have that. We realize how powerful the forces were at CPUC to ignore the AEM study because the truth would not serve them well. Please allow the AEM data to be fully considered here. Thank you.
Can I just ask the last speaker to identify herself for the record? This is being recorded.
Kathy Biala.
Thank you.
You have about 1 minute left, okay? You requested 6 minutes for the three of you.
Okay, so I'll go fast? Go talk quickly? My name is Audra for the record.
And I understand.
Start or no?
Yes.
My name is Audra Walton. I'm a citizen of Marina for the record. The community of Marina was never properly acknowledged by the CPUC in their support of CalAmp's desal project. As incredible as this may sound, even though the water for the CalAmp project was to come from Marina, all analysis of water demands needs focused exclusively on the peninsula, the impact that water extraction from the Salinas Valley groundwater basin would have on water users here, and the ability to meet our own current and future potable water demands was never considered. This is a classic case of environmental injustice. Marina is a small city of 21,000 people and one of the most ethnically diverse communities in California for a city this size. More than half of our residents are minorities, and 1 in 10 residents claim 2 or more races. 15.3% live below the poverty level, unlike the residents of Carmel, Pebble Beach, and Monterey. The CPUC's own website discusses disadvantaged communities with a link that ranks Marina at 80...
I'll let you wrap up.
81 to 90% disadvantage, 4 times higher than the peninsula's community for whom this water will benefit. CalAmp, by omission of Marina's needs, applied different standards between the community that would be served by this project versus the community where the project will be built. Because of this unusual circumstance of water source not within the applicant's own district, CalAmp was able to divert attention away from the impacts on Marina, yet appear to meet all the requirements for evaluation of their project. From a peninsula perspective, Marina had a far less financial, political, and human resources to rally against this. Only by repeated challenge of the project's basic premises can the many deceptions be uncovered. Please consider environmental justice and ensure Marina has an equal and fair evaluation. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your comments, ladies. And Mr. Johnson?
I wish to make a disclosure. I have a past relationship with the Marina Coast Water District, which I do not believe rises to the level of a conflict that would require me to recuse myself. I will certainly consult with counsel before something comes to the board in any case to confirm, since I got my law degree at Kmart. But in the interest of transparency, for approximately a 2-year period ending approximately 12 years ago, while I was employed by Teamsters Union Local 890, I represented the management and confidential unit, or maybe it was supervisory and confidential unit, at Marina Coast Water District, negotiated their collective bargaining agreement. I retired from Teamsters Local 890 more than 10 years ago, and the last few years have done some part-time negotiation and arbitration for them on the order of less than 100 hours a year, none of which has had anything to do with Marina Coast Water District in the last 12 years. However, there was that past relationship, and I simply wish to disclose it in the interest of transparency. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. So at this time, 15-minute break. We reconvene at 3 o'clock sharp. Thank you.